Now, for the past 8 nights in a row, hundreds of migrants have been attempting to stow away onto empty train carriages and on the back of lorries at the Channel Tunnel train terminal. They want to get to Britain. As we heard last week, many of those migrants are Syrian. Well, Yasmin Nalawi is from the Rethink Rebuild Society, which is the voice of the Syrian community in Manchester. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Phil.
Thanks for joining us. We heard last week we were talking about this with a migration specialist who said that many of these want to come to this country because they have family here. Is that something that's based on your experience?
It could be because they have family here. It could be because of the language. Various factors will determine why they're trying to seek Britain specifically.
They're in France at the moment, of course, and they face all these horrific barriers. And we've just seen the most horrendous pictures over the last week or so. And we've heard the stories of them trying to get over to this country. What's been your emotions listening to this?
Yeah, I think our number one starting point is that we need to see these people as victims, not as criminals. These people have fled war zones, and I cannot even begin to describe to you the level of brutality and the level of violence that they fled from in Syria. So in Syria, one in every two people, so half of the population, is now displaced. It's the worst refugee crisis in the past 25 years. So you cannot even begin to imagine what kind of a crisis they must be fleeing in order for half of the population to flee from their homes. So when we're talking about the Syrians in Calais, we're talking, for example, about people who fled regime airstrikes. We're talking about people who fled the use of chemical weapons, which the regime continues to use. We're talking about people who fled the use of barrel bombs, which the regime also continues to use in an indiscriminate manner against civilian areas. And let us not forget about ISIS. They're also fleeing the brutality of ISIS rule. So we're not talking about people who are here to take our tax money. We're talking about people who fled death and who are just trying to secure a decent living for themselves.
And it's interesting you should mention that they are victims. And sadly, we have heard stories where lorry drivers have been attacked, that they've had bricks and stones thrown at their lorries. Is this one of the problems that actually the way that they are being portrayed by the media in this country is giving people a blurred view of who exactly these people are?
Well, absolutely. The way that we're looking at them is, like you rightly said, we're portraying them as criminals. And I think another thing that we have to think about is that the issue in Calais is just a symptom of the underlying cause. So these people have fled war zones. We can address the issue in Calais, and we probably need to do so, but our primary focus at the same time should be looking at the root causes of why they're there, looking at the conflicts that they fled from, looking at the violence that they fled from. How can we, as England, as the UK, as part of the international community, how can we work with other countries to make sure that these root causes of conflict are addressed? In Syria, we failed miserably. Our failure as the international community has allowed a butcher to continue to massacre his population. And as a result, if we fail to engage in a genuine manner to release people and to protect people within their home countries, then we need to expect that they are going to flee their countries and they are going to seek refuge in countries such as the UK.
And just briefly, Yasmin, obviously this is something you're talking about as a long-term solution. Short-term, do you think that this country should be doing more to help them?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, the government approach at this point is, spending millions of pounds to beef up security. If we start from the premise that these people are victims, then what we should be doing is providing them support and providing them protection. And that should be the route that we're going towards. I'm not saying we have to house them all in the UK, but we should be working in a concerted manner with other countries to ensure that these people receive the protection and the decent living that they deserve.
Yasmin, sadly, we'll have to leave it there. Yasmin Nawali, who is from the Rethink Rebuild Society, who are the voice of the Syrian community in Manchester.
BBC Radio Manchester.